This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior U.S. diplomat says coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet with the country's democratically elected president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. The acting deputy secretary of state, Victoria Nuland, also described the mutinous military officers as unreceptive to U.S. and pressure to return the country to civilian rule. She spoke to reporters after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the junta that has overtaken a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. Leaders of West Africa's regional bloc say they will meet later this week to discuss next steps. Ukrainian officials say that two Russian missiles have hit the center of a city in the eastern Donetsk region, killing at least five people, wounding two dozen more. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an online statement, accused Russia of trying to leave only broken and scorched stones in eastern Ukraine. His remarks accompanied footage of a damaged five-story residential building. The deadly attack came just a day after officials from around 40 countries gathered in Saudi Arabia to find a peaceful settlement for the war in Ukraine. Russia denounced the talks as not having the slightest added value because Moscow, unlike Kyiv, was not invited. At least two people have died. Thousands of U.S. flights have been canceled and more than 1 million have lost power as a destructively strong storm moved through the eastern U.S. Residents were warned to stay indoors Monday and prepare for the worst. The threat of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes stretched from Alabama to New York. Officials say a 15-year-old boy was killed by a falling tree in South Carolina. This is VOA News. Buses began moving thousands of global scouts from their campsite on South Korea's coast to inland venues ahead of a tropical storm that is forecast to bring intense rains and strong winds to the peninsula. More than 1,000 vehicles are being used in the evacuation that's expected to take 6 hours or more. Tropical storm Kunin has meandered around Japan's southwestern island for more than a week. It was south of Japan's main southern island with winds of 67 miles per hour and slowly moving north Tuesday. It was forecast to gain strength slightly before making landfall on the Korean Peninsula Thursday morning. South Korea's safety ministry instructed local officials to prepare to shut down places vulnerable to flooding. Police have charged 19 men in Australia with child sex abuse offenses and rescued 13 children from further harm following FBI tips last year about an international online criminal network. The Australian Federal Police Commander, Helen Schneider, said Tuesday two of the men had already been convicted and sentenced to long prison terms. She said most of the men charged were information technology professionals with a high degree of technical competence. The charges against them related to peer-to-peer sharing of video and images on the dark web. The men charged were ages 32 to 81. A U.N. independent investigator on human rights says Eritrean refugees and asylum seekers report that during compulsory national service, they experience torture, inhumane or degrading treatment, sexual or gender-based violence, forced labor, and abusive conditions. Eritrea says a policy of indefinite national service and has ignored numerous calls for human rights bodies to ensure a legal limit for the duration of such service to protect the human rights of all participants. Eritrea maintains its national service is unfairly judged. Donald Trump's legal team told a judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against him on Monday that prosecutors' proposed protective order aimed at preventing the public disclosure of evidence is too broad and would restrict his First Amendment rights. Lawyers for the early 2024 Republican presidential primary frontrunner said in court papers that the judge should impose a more limited order that would bar the public release only of materials deemed sensitive. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.